Love this podcast? Support this show through the Acast Supporter feature. It's up to you how much you give and there's no regular commitment. Just hit the link in the show description to support now.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Good morning. It's running commentary. It's raining commentary. All
it's,
right.
It's the first day of park rain.
Oh, nice.
Back again in Hackney. Absolutely.
Hey, never
today.
Mind park rain being back. Do you know what's really back in Hackney Marshes? It's supposed to be a big day for
the
you.
Car park.
Car park's open.
The car park's absolutely right.
Fantastic. The car park's open.
It's fantastic. Yeah. It was. It's quite sort of symbolic of like when everything comes back after lockdown. So if you've been waiting for it so long, when it comes back, you're not actually quite sure whether you want to do it.
Oh my god.
Upon waking, now that I'm here, I'm absolutely psyched.
I can take you back a few hours before that when I totally psyched, he says, as the rain seems to get heavier and heavier. I was saying to myself last night, like late last night, for reasons which I'll explain, yeah. I was like, I'm going to message Paul. I can't do it. Because I've got a very sore knee after we, it's fine, it's not, right. You know, I've injured it or anything, but you know, we went out on Wednesday on Hampstead Heath. Yeah. I went swimming or cycling all day, and it's just been complaining all day from the right. You know, the triathletics I was
of
up
course.
To there.
Yeah, yeah,
and
yeah,
now
yeah.
my ankle on my other thing has got that just too much walking around a bit. I've got niggles.
You've got your niggly.
I couldn't get back from Brighton last night. I went to a gig in Brighton last night, associated with a double, got to the venue at 8 and they hadn't finished building the venue.
Mm.
Eventually they finished building it. We did the show towards midnight. I ran up to get the last train
That's
back
crazy.
To London.
Cancelled. So late. Oh my god.
Cancelled.
Oh
no. I was so on the happened? Rail replacement so bus what? From hell. Oh, it's rammed with people going. Oh.
What a joke! What a joke! Last minute bus replacement from Brighton on a Friday night.
But I was home, you know, sharp at about 3:20.
Yeah. Oh wow.
And then
brilliant.
Up about 3 hours later
cozy,
to sort my life
out
today.
Cozy 3 hours deep sleep.
Put it this way: I haven't got my eyes target set on a PB.
No, neither. Well, I haven't got anything like it. This morning's all about flow for me and just running again. And
is she going to be here? Is she
having fun? I'm meeting Flo later. Yeah.
I thought she had a period at the moment.
Flo and Alice. I'm looking forward to meeting them both. But that's going to happen. That's a private moment between. Anyway.
Well,
we're all a bit giddy. It's pouring down with rain.
Well, we can, let's put the recorders safe in your car so that they'll be dry.
Months and months, and then we'll have a little post-part run chat.
But it is,
we
just
will
like saying,
be
there isn't,
absolutely drenched,
and we'll be made up. I mean, and I cycled down here as well,
right?
So I'm quite drenched already, frankly.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
Certainly up my spine.
It's awful. It's awful to be that.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
So, yes,
there you go, that's it, we're back.
Post our
it's
first
back.
Part running 17 months at Hackney.
Good. Yeah, happy park run to all the Hackney Marshes people, happy park run to everyone.
People around the
anywhere.
Country. Apparently 100,000 people rocking up today, meant to be. I mean, well, it was drenched, wasn't it?
It was absolutely pouring rain when we came out. It must have taken the edge. Oh, we should be running. I forgot.
Well, maybe just
it.
A little jog.
Just
not,
a little
nothing
jog.
Too much. A warm down jog.
And it just... I don't know, maybe the rain was kind of good because it might have been too much, you know.
I like the rain.
In terms of people thronging and excitement.
It refreshes, isn't it? Well, they make good fun.
Enjoy it.
Yeah, I really enjoyed it.
Loved it. How about you?
Well, I can see you old boys in front. Well, catch.
No, come
no
on.
Worries.
With all due respect, I think I must be able to beat Rob Stark.
I know
deceptive.
What I look like.
It's deceptive. It's extremely deceptive. No, it was good fun, and the rain was quite refreshing, wasn't it? I found, yeah, it was good fun.
It's slower than the old course, though.
Yeah,
this course used to be really fast.
Yeah, but I quite like the. It takes away the brutality of the long run out that I was used to find that quite difficult.
And it's a reset. It's nice to have a new course. Like I said, it's only the old course. The time check, you know, we just play against this
as
course.
We're managing decline.
Yes, sorry, it might help. It might help, yeah, definitely.
Well, I never said that, but yes.
Yeah, we're doing it.
Yeah,
now,
yeah.
Take care, love. See you later.
Hey, enjoy the book. Thanks for helping with it. That was one of the nice things about coming to this was just as we were really at a low ebb, weren't we, crawling out to the start line in the pouring rain.
Yeah.
And then a lovely, friendly face came up out of the, from under the leaves where everyone was sheltering. And it was Clive Tuller there who is a... TV producer who is a Hackney Marshes parkrun regular,
and also I didn't realise until later Bruce Tillow's son, sixties running legend.
Yeah, absolutely. Wrote the book. Yeah. What's the book called? I haven't read it yet because it's.
Well,
hard
he's
to
famous
get hold
for
of.
Barefoot running. He ran across America. He represented England in the marathon 5
yeah.
and 10K.
What's the book's called? Something like 10,000 footsteps to. Oh damn it! Anyways, it's
yeah.
Sounds inspirational.
Yeah.
I'm desperate to read it.
No,
I can't get
great,
it.
He was a great runner. Absolutely great.
So lovely to see Clive, and that's that. And it's funny because I bumped into a comedian on a train yesterday.
Right.
And these are, you can't plan for this stuff, and that's the whole point. But we're
do you
sort
want to
of,
take photos of something?
Yeah, let's
didn't,
do it.
Didn't you
finish it? But that's the stuff, isn't it? Coming to parkrun and bumping into Clive, bumping
bit of
into
a
comic on the.
Quite an abrupt comment on your style, wasn't it?
Yeah, but
I thought I'd beat him because of his style.
It's Santa, like, isn't it? And also, it's totally valid. Thank you, Marshall.
It's deceptive, mate, your little chug.
Well, do you know,
your little chug along
has
fooled many a runner in a false sense of security.
No, exactly, none taken. I'm exactly the same, except I'm not exactly the same. I'm the reverse because in my head I'm running like, I'm not running like Tom Cruise because you know it's a very specific, very very fast start. But I am running like Jason Bourne on the beach. In
mate,
the Bourne Supremacy.
All got our styles.
Yeah, but I am not running like him. In my head, I'm running like him. And then I go past the shop window and think, wait a minute.
Who's that
what's
guy?
The side to side? I'm running more like the Hofmeister Bear. My shoulder, that's an old reference. My shoulders rolling backwards and forwards and yet also right up in my ears.
Yeah.
It's like my shoulder blades get there 10 minutes later. My little big round
you
head.
Ran, you run like you've had 3 hours. You look like you've had 3 hours sleep.
Luckily, he's a little bit, yeah, that's certainly the case today. Yeah. But the other, oh, this is that spot. I'm going to get this little rain canopy. There he is. No, completely. And I know from running, I can now read those people who come past here and they shouldn't have done.
Yeah.
They think, well, I overtake this guy.
Yeah.
And then they put their foot down to get past here and they're like, wait a minute.
So this is the new finish for the Hackney Park run.
And also, actually, because the coming over here and coming back used to be a bit of a torture, didn't it? But coming over here and it being the where the event starts and ends.
Yeah, it's lovely. It's a lovely finish. I quite like it. I mean, it may be fractionally slower, as indeed I am, but I do. There's something about it. And as you say, it sort of fits a kind of sort of eco reset.
Should we trot a little bit? Exactly, yeah. We've got time for that. Thank you. Yeah. So tell me, give me the blow by blow for your run. So we were at the start line there. They did all the announcements. They talked about the COVID safety rules, which are basically being more strict about lining up according to speed.
No
spitting, no hives. No hives.
No
bees. Don't do any apiary on the course. No high fives is what I
Yeah, no high fives.
I can't, let's walk. I can't run.
Yeah, that's fine.
Done.
I found the... it was...
But yeah, and then so right before the start, you said, my plan is I'm going to go off slow and try and speed up. And yeah, then you said, I don't want to be too close to the start line because I didn't think you wanted to fly off.
No, I didn't. I basically set off just behind you and stayed just behind you for quite a long time till the last sort of mile or so when I just lack of strength.
Yeah.
But I really enjoyed it. I wanted to run strong, not re-injure myself.
Yes.
Feel a bit of flow when I'm
there's
running.
Just that too. That's a great mantra for you now, isn't it? Run strong without re-injuring yourself.
Yeah.
That's the model, isn't it?
Yeah. And just feel that flow of running again, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
I don't know. It was... And I found the rain really refreshing. It was... There's times during it where I thought, I'm really enjoying this.
Yeah, yeah,
and
yeah.
I rarely feel that in park runs. It's always like... start fast and hang on or whatever, so it's a bit of a different model
absolutely.
For the moment,
no,
but
you're
I did enjoy
right.
that.
I didn't think of that until you said it, but it's true. I've said it before, you get to the parkrun, you like getting there, you dig in, and then while you're running you think, oh my god, what was I thinking, and then you finish it and you feel great. But this wasn't a what was I thinking at all, was it? There was a joy to it even in the middle of it.
It was really nice to
and just look at this, that lovely thing of being in a big outside space and then seeing the bright colours of the people of the parkrun in the distance.
Yeah.
I remember
feel
that.
And it's
that
sort
parkrun
of
I missed.
Clean feeling after a park run that just carries you through the day, isn't it?
Yeah,
just a
yeah.
little 5K tempo effort.
Yeah,
great,
particularly before the night bus memories creep back in. And then what about the very finish then? So you felt a certain fade for the... Probably when we got back to here.
Yeah, it was sort of fading. I mean, one person overtook me, but I enjoyed it. It was fine. It was all fine. I didn't feel particularly distressed at the end or anything.
No.
Like, how about you? How did you find it?
Yeah, I felt good at the start. It sort of worried me when you said, I don't want to be too far forward. I thought, I'm too far forward and everyone's going to fly away.
But they didn't, did they?
And they didn't. Yeah. And it's kind of shook down very naturally at the beginning.
Yeah.
And I really enjoyed the fact, it's very straightforward, but the fact that it's very lightly marshalled at the top. They just said, run around these football fields.
Yeah,
and,
yeah.
And it's just a beauty park run. No one was going to get that wrong.
Yeah.
You know that somewhere at the front is someone like someone who knows who's done it or like
yes.
a friend of the park run.
Yeah.
Just follow them and everyone runs out to the corner of the pitch,
yeah,
round the
nice.
Corner of the footbridge all the way along, round the corner over there. It was, you know, we'd gone about a kilometre before we saw a marshal and the marshal's, bless him, all out in the middle of nowhere. It felt so spacey.
Yeah. Yeah,
and I was
yeah.
thinking, oh, it's more of a single lap than a there and back. But it was a there and back, really, was it?
It was
go around these,
of there
these
back,
football
yeah.
pitches, then over the bridge, then through the woods. And through the woods is... for me, the other thing was, I was really... I'm sorry to make it so... Me. But it's so... It was really emotionally tied in with my book coming out.
Yeah.
Because first of all, we saw Clive, who said, oh, the book's just coming. And that just reminded
yeah.
me of it.
Yeah.
Because it's in the ether, you know, people are just getting their copies and stuff. And then the song that played... The first song that played is a chapter in my book.
Right.
And then I set off and I thought, oh my goodness, and Hackney Marsh's parkrun features in my book, and just parkrun in general is a theme.
Yes.
And I'd
yeah.
kind of forgotten all that, and I was kind of, it all kind of came that flooding back. It's so exciting. Fundamentally, not just my book coming out, but the relationship between parkruns and running, listening to music.
Yeah, yeah,
so
yeah.
So these huge tunes yeah. and what they do, where they get you, you know? Little flashes of rounds of applause. People,
and
these are the last.
There's still some people out on the course.
Yeah, yeah. I think that's the trail runner over there. Well, maybe not. No, because
yeah.
this person.
Yeah.
That's right. I thought I saw the person who was the tail runner, but I think actually it's just someone who's near the back who was wearing a some kind of coat.
Yeah.
But yeah, and I felt really. I felt like I was back. I was like, well, this is what this is like.
Yeah.
And that feeling was very much tied in with the music.
Yes.
And I felt quite, what's the word? No, I'm quite fit. So once we got started, because I felt terrible at the start. I mean, in the rain.
It's amazing
tired.
How quickly you can click into the fact that you're running, isn't it? Again.
Yeah, that's
running
right. It just switches off. It reminds you of what we say about how, I'd say it's a strange, distant memory, but the idea of running a really long way and then running a parkrun.
Yeah.
When you start the parkrun, you're suddenly...
You're back in a parkrun.
You're back in a parkrun.
Yeah.
And
some sort of survival instinct kicks in. Is this guy doing it there? This guy in black, is he a...
No, he's not, because he waved to us when we came back.
All right, okay. He's
When the turn back, when you go through the woods and turn back, the run through the woods is always really far. The turn back is...
Sooner
it used to
think.
Be sadly before the halfway point, and now I think it's slightly after the halfway point.
That's
a good thing, isn't it?
It is a good thing, yeah.
And then the next bit after that, running along the grass of the marshes, didn't used to be in this parkrun, and is somewhere
easy.
I've run 100 times
psychologically, yeah, it does.
Really nice, really lovely.
Did you get a time, or what?
I'll have a look. And then, but my big mistake was, I didn't get that you went around the field again at the end.
Right.
So I came back here and thought, oh, no, of course it's further than I thought.
Here we go.
Of course I wasn't listening. And then... there's one guy who overtook me, I think I got something between 21, 22 minutes.
Right.
And there was a guy who overtook me really close, actually. He tried to overtake me really early on, and then he must have been just behind me, and then he came just past me, and I was like, oh, all right. But then I overtook someone. The overtaking's nice, and you sort of drift past. It's quite inspiring. And you know you're allowed to because you're at a parkrun, whereas if you're out running and you overtake someone, you feel like you're being mean. I don't know. So that was good. And... came in, one person overtook me, but they were loping so freely and youngly, I thought you should have just done the whole thing fast.
Yeah, you should have been a bit faster.
but then someone else overtook me in the classic parkrun finish and then slowed right down in the funnel.
Right,
the
end.
Just keep the pace up. and even scanning the barcodes and stuff was a joyous experience.
Overall, just really, really back, really good atmosphere. I'm sure loads of people around the country are having similar experiences, reconnecting, seeing familiar faces.
Well, yeah, you have to get in touch.
I sensed a lot of people who hadn't done the old Hackney Park run as well.
No,
there
that's
few,
right.
Quite
so
a few
you,
people just
well,
like...
Well, there must be, mustn't there? I mean, there's
just
people,
loads of
A,
people
who have got into
running. Yeah, totally.
And B, it's local.
Yeah, yeah.
So, everyone who's run has been running, and if you live, I don't know, if you live within... a mile of here, which is a long way in London.
Yeah.
You must have run here in the last year.
Yeah.
You know, so, if you run.
But it's great to see that sort of arrival of new runners, you know.
Yeah,
just new,
yeah.
Just new runners.
That's right. And like we're going back to the first thing we're saying, is that, oh, it's changed, it's different. It doesn't matter.
Yeah.
It's 2021.
Yeah,
there
is
no other Hackney Masters Parkrun. This is it.
Yeah.
This is a new beginning,
really nice,
a rebirth.
Yeah.
We emerge from this chrysalis, a beautiful butterfly.
Yeah.
Well done. Thank you, Marshalls.
Thank you.
Can I take your picture? Thank you. It's good to be back. And it's good that
it's
stopped raining.
Yeah, it's brilliant.
See you next time.
Just saying we like the new course. I like
it. Yeah, really nice.
I think it's easier psychologically because the last one, the long run out, was there was a bit of bleakness about it.
Isn't that a bit cruel?
No.
Like, I didn't.
I think it's all right.
He didn't mind because he was listening. I was for me, it was awful. I was like, what's up? That's the finish. What are we doing?
No, I liked it. I liked the course. It was good. Yeah, it was good. Of course. Yeah. It's a bit crammed.
Even COVID safety aside, it's just, you know.
Oh, that's interesting. Yeah.
Do you know the funny thing is it also changed at an earlier time? Because when I first came, everyone was saying, oh, they've just changed. You used to go around further and just go back. The little extra bit was an addition, I think. Yeah.
It works really well. It's great. Take care.
See you soon.
So everyone likes a new course.
Yeah, good. Slow, though. I mean, look at that time. What kind of a PB is that? Disastrous.
Yeah, you're not going to get...
Forget it.
Yeah.
Never coming back.
We'll have to go to the utterly brutal Highbury Park run at some point.
They've changed the course there as well.
Have they really?
Yeah, I saw on the there's a lovely, the bottom bit of Highbury Field, they sometimes let the grass go, sometimes they don't. I think they've probably let it go now because of the meadowy thing.
Yeah,
there's a little meadow kind of just round beyond the trees from the big playground.
Yes, yeah.
And I think it starts and finishes there now in
the
long grass.
Okay, that's interesting.
Might have a hummocky finish like my 10K the other day, where you finish it like this. Theresa May finish.
I wonder if they've still got the real groaning guy who wears the barefoot trainers. It'd be great to reconnect with him.
I thought he was traditional and haunts all the parkruns. Oh, look at that heron.
Nice.
Sitting sideways. You see
nice.
It? It's like
yeah,
a boat.
Yeah, yeah.
That's brilliant. We're just coming back across the bridge. Let's see if I can get a picture of that. I reiterate the fact that I've done so much running here. It's not just that I've done a lot of running here. Like I've done a lot of running in a few places, but this feels like my spiritual home for the last year.
Yeah, yeah.
And the combination...
Loads of loops around here.
Yeah, and the combination of what it was as a parkrun and what it has been for me in this last year was pretty spiritual.
Yeah, yeah.
Good stuff.
It's nice.
I'm so glad we did it as well, because, you know, if we weren't recording today...
It would have been easy
today,
not to. Yeah, yeah.
So easy not to. There is no way...
Your hand must have been hovering over the phone as it is.
Oh, my God. I said to myself, all along, it was like, well, I set the alarm in the morning, and if I can't face it when I get up,
yeah,
I'll text Paul. And I just got up, I'm drinking my first coffee, thinking, oh, my God, I'm going to go.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh. That thing where you can't believe what you're doing. Yeah. But it always makes sense afterwards, doesn't it? It's weird.
Absolutely.
I mean, most 99.9% of runs do, but all park runs make
sense
exactly. Once you've done it.
They're I think the only feeling of doing a run and kind of regretting it is only really available to people who are doing loads and loads of running.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Anyone who's even flirting with the idea of not really running and then does, you know, you just got to feel pleased with yourself.
Yeah.
And even in the rain, before it stopped raining, I think we did have a... Maybe it was because it was stopping, but I hadn't noticed. Is it raining? I hadn't noticed.
Yeah.
But I thought that... I just suddenly remembered that if you have to be out in the rain, and that is a big if,
yeah,
the best thing you can do is be running.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Never mind the fact that it warms you up. I felt like I was drying off.
Yeah, it was great.
Just generating heat.
It was absolutely perfect, yeah.
Because at first it was the whole... You know, my eyes were stinging from all the water running into my eyes. So, absolutely great. Looking forward to that. And I'm even looking forward to being slightly disappointed with my time and thinking, well, I'll go back. I'll do better.
It started again. We can crank up that twisted relationship.
And
with
seriously, it is a thing. And, you know, some of it is... The absolute club of it is unusual for me. You know, I think we're both fairly keen individualists, although you're also a very strong community member. But just the feeling online and then in real life...
It's really nice.
Parkrun's back. It's a bit like Christmas. So
really
thanks
was,
to
yeah.
Parkrun for just existing. And what a lovely community.
Coming
congratulations,
back, yeah.
Everyone. And tell us how yours were and what happened.
And,
you know, particularly if there's things like we've had this kind of change. What has your Parkrun now become?
It really felt like Parkrun Freedom Day, didn't it?
Let's just
a strong
go
sense of that.
Here in a minute.
Yeah.
Well, it did feel free, didn't it?
There's no sense of like... I didn't get much anxiety of people.
No,
I mean,
no.
People being respectful, but no anxiety around.
No. It felt safe. It was just the way you'd want something that's coming back in July 2021 to be.
Yeah.
So what a wonderful thing. And... I'm sorry.
As we hear, that's probably the sounds of the last person coming.
Yay!
In
well, that's fair enough. Hey, listen, before we wrap this up, I got a message for you from the... I was catching up with the messages on the supporter page.
Oh, yeah. Nice.
On the Acast website. Thank you so much to everyone who's supported us over there and sent messages.
Grateful.
Oh, special thank you, though, to people who haven't sent messages. Loads of anonymous donations. Just
well, that's nice.
We feel the love.
Yeah,
we don't
really
know
nice. That's really kind. That's very
sent
kind
that.
Of you.
We feel the love.
Gratefully
we feel the cash. Yeah, that's right.
In such straitened times.
And then also lovely messages. Boo loves your book. Recommended to a friend from Parkrun, only to find out that friend went to school with you in the sixth form at North Allerton.
Really? Do we have a name with that?
No, Boo,
okay.
Graves Parkrun,
okay.
Friend from the sixth form.
Oh, okay.
And the friend from the sixth form said, oh, yeah, they reckon themselves as quite the runner until they met you. And they have now got an already well-thumbed copy of 26.2
cool. Oh, that's great. That's nice.
So I thought you'd appreciate that.
No, that's really
and then
nice.
While I was on there, Vicky must be local to us because enjoys listening to running commentary on the Parkrun Walk.
Nice.
Tony's listening to us training for the Berlin Marathon.
Good luck,
Mo
mate.
Is another Race to the Stoneser.
All right.
I tell you,
yeah.
I've never been so tempted to do an ultra as I am to do Race to the Stones. Liz said that she'd had her spirits lifted in lockdown by us.
Good.
Doesn't
good.
That feel nice?
It is nice. It is nice.
Justin's been listening from day one. Nearly day one.
Well done.
It's
well
about
done,
time mate. Justin got back to episode
Come
one.
Come on, mate.
Come on.
Come on, mate. Step up.
Rob, that's not me, it's a different Rob, he's doing Manchester. And Ian said he just relates to everything from like parenting, gut rot, injury, just the
fantastic.
Whole story.
That's
so
great. That's
and
great.
We,
really
as I say,
nice to
it's
people.
So
it's
nice
brilliant.
To get those messages and that. It really touches our heart. So it's sometimes it can be hard to say thank you for things, but thank you for those things.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Thanks a lot.
And all I've got to do now is go back to Brighton and hope that they lay.
Are you off back to Brighton again tonight?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh.
Oh yeah!
Oh yeah!
Running. concerned that Rob Deering.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedy-ad-free. That's amazon.com/comedy-ad-free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.